Good evening again, everybody.
This is one rather dozy Robert. You might have heard my boo earlier on this evening of me sleeping on the train. That was very genuinely me sleeping on the train. I know I was mousy quiet, but I think I went off to sleep within about a minute or two of starting that recording. And despite the sound of the microphone moving, which I have no idea why it was doing that, I really was fast asleep until the train stopped at Richmond. And it was just a minor miracle that I actually managed to wake up and get off the train. But I do, touch wood, seem to be reasonably good at waking up at Richmond. Anyway, enough of that. I just wanted to, well, it's the next stage, really, in my bread making. Wash my hands. This morning, I did a whole lot of kneading. I explained that I was making some bread for Fee, at Fee Dunn, on Audioboo. It's been sitting in my kitchen, proving all day, hopefully. And I'm going to investigate where it's got to. So I've got the bowl here in front of me, and it was just a fairly small piece of dough in the bottom of the bowl when I left it. And let's have a look. I'm taking off the cling film now, pulling it back. It smells doughy and yeasty, and yeah, it has expanded quite a bit. It hasn't. Well, yeah, it's gone up a fair bit, but it's gone sideways more than up. I'll take a picture of it for the boo, and then I need to do a bit of bashing to get rid of the air, so you can compare this picture to the one I took this morning. Of it in the bowl. Right, so the next thing I need to do is my phone is being a bit funny. Okay. So the next thing I need to do is to take my watch off. There we go. That's one thing I need to do. Is to bash the air out of this, knead it a little bit more, and then put it into the bread tin. So that it can then do its second proving within there and rise. And then I'm going to bake it in the morning. All right, so I'm going to spread just a little more flour on the work surface here. Definitely, it's going to need a good clean later. Now I'm going to try and get the dough out of the bowl. Full of air. Wow. Alright, there we go. And then I'm going to put it on the work surface and give it a good bashing. Here we go. And then knead it a little bit more. Here we go. You need to knead it. Smells very yeasty. I have to say, it hadn't risen quite as much as I'd expected it to, so whether I still wasn't using quite enough yeast, I don't know. But let's hope it does all right in the tin when I put it in there. So I'm just kneading it, like I did earlier, digging my fist in, folding it over, turning it round, and then repeating. Do this for a couple of minutes and then I'll prepare it for the tin. Okay. I want to do now is form a sort of oblong with it. So I'm going to just try and roll it into a cylinder and then flatten that, I think. Creating a sort of sausage, and that's so that when I put it in the tin I can sort of fold it over itself so you get a nice rounded top to it. That's a theory anyway. We'll see if it works. A bit. Right, next thing is tin. Just give it a quick rinse out from the last bread that I did. Needs a little bit of buttering. A bit of buttering up. Side here somewhere, I think. Oh, there it is, falling off the side. I'm just going to use my fingers to get a bit of butter off that. Get a handy bit of butter sticking off that we can use. And then I shall wipe this right around the inside. Quite a small loaf tin this. I think I might at some point invest in a full-sized one. So I'm just making sure it's well covered. And butter will go right around the sides. That, and then we take our bread, or dough rather, which has stuck itself rather nicely to the side. That's a bit of a pain. Come on, dough, off you come. Right, I have a sort of oblongy shape, and what I want to do is put that in the one end in there. Actually, I wonder. We need to stretch it out a little bit more, I think. Hopefully, that will feel able to rise. See how we go. Right, okay. And I'm going to use the cling film from earlier, but just put it, seal it, but put it loosely over the top so that it can rise as it wishes to. right, actually. Just put the oven on really low, just to give it a bit of a start. And that's that, really. I'll just let the oven warm up for a couple of minutes and then turn it off. And then that stays in there overnight. And then in the morning, I cook it. I just need to remember to take it out whilst I heat the oven up. I bet I don't. I think I need to wash my hands in the bathroom, actually. Covered in dough. Got some of it off. Sorry, I'll stop recording in a moment. Very hot water here. I was going to go out for a walk, but I think it's gone dark now. Terrible. Never mind, got a good job done. So there we go, that's the midway stage of making the bread, and tomorrow morning is the... we find out whether it's worked or not, cook it, and see what comes out. Bye for now.